Oshta, Sunalei. Good morning in Cherokee. The last holiday you will catch me celebrating is Valentine's Day. It's a cute little holiday for my grandson Big Tree because he has a party at school like most children do, and he gets to bring his sweet little valentines to pass out to his teachers and friends. Sadly, we grown-ups respond to Valentine's Day with greater love, expectation, and frenzy than we do love on a daily basis in our own marriages, romantic relationships, family, and close personal friendships. The best part about this day is that it's a wonderfully profitable day for business, which is great for stimulating the economy. This holiday can easily turn into a day of hurt feelings, ridiculous expectation, and injured spirits. And worse yet, celebrating this ridiculous holiday out of a sense of obligation. If you love someone, then it's your job to make certain they do not have a question mark in their head about your love. No matter what, they know this about you. They might have a question mark in their head about their career, finances, or some other issue in their life, but not about your love. Period. Having said that, I do believe if you love, then the expression and feeling of love should be delivered to your loved one every minute you can grab, because you want to, because you can't help it. I've never been much of a cover girl with my emotions, meaning I don't cover up what is real with what is fake. I'm out there, folks. If I love you, then by golly, you know it, and there's no doubt in your mind. It's love. In relationships, whether romantic, family, or friendship, I'm a firm believer in removing the question mark, do you love me? When you are angry, that is not love. You might say, well, he or she knows that I love them. But no, that's not love, that's anger. As long as you are angry or unhappy, it is not love. Dress it up all you want with excuses and justification, but anger and unhappiness are not love. I can't imagine living my life like that. In relationships, I've never been a candy flower girl. In other words, I don't want temporary love. I don't want it big, bold, and beautiful on Valentine's Day. I want it big, bold, and beautiful every day. And part of getting it every day requires me to give it every day to those I love without hesitation or reservation. I'm not holding back, thereby removing the question mark. The guarded posture that so many people sit in because they don't want to get hurt is just downright stupid. And I mean stupid. I mean, who the hell wants to get hurt? Certainly it happens, but did you love? I believe when we turn to light and leave this planet, the big question mark by Sir himself, meaning God, will be, my child, did you love? I will be able to stand there and say to Sir with love, yes, sir, I did. Without hesitation or reservation, I did, and I still do. I gave it everything I had. Folks, sometimes the outcome to love can be hurtful and relationships turn out differently than we expected or wanted. But did you love? One day I wrote on my daily message over on my other website, drstanley.com, the poem, The Invitation by Oriah Mountain Dreamer. I wrote that the weekend before I went deer hunting back in November. You can just go ahead and just enter that into the search button on that website and it'll come up. Just type in the invitation. Read it again. Just go over there and read it. It's wonderful. That is love. And one day I wrote a daily message on my favorite song to Sir with love because it reminds me about God and love. If you think about it, men and women alike require very little when it comes to love. And that's attention, affection, and the spoken words, I love you. Start loving today, folks, right now, and don't turn your back, even if the outcome is not what you expected. Yeah, I've been married twice in my early 20s, and that was because I could not love. I could not commit. I happen to have a lot of experience in not loving, fully and correctly. It may seem as if I don't know about love because of my history, but the fact remains I have a lot of experience in love, just as you probably do. I know love, and finally at 45 years old, I can do it, removing all the question marks no matter what the outcome. I am prepared for my judgment day when Sir, meaning God, asks me, Loretta, my child, did you love? And my answer will be, yes, sir, I did. In Cherokee we say, Deinda gohaya. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.